It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. The plan to build a toll road next to the Trinity River in downtown Dallas may be near death. The Dallas City Council spent hours today talking about the road in the park that's been proposed in the River Basin. Brandon Formby covered the hearing for the Texas Tribune. He works out of the KERA office and joins Rick Holter to break down the road's prospects.
Brandon, you've been covering this for years, and it's been talked about for decades. Where does the toll road idea stand right now?
It looks like the city council may be close to pulling support for the road, which could effectively kill the project. They are expected to vote on the matter next week.
So how does the council seem to be lining up?
By my count, there's at least 10 council members who are now against the project. That's based off of, you know, their previous opposition and council members who spoke out against it today. And that includes Mayor Mike Rawlings.
So who still supports the road idea?
The only council member who really fiercely supported it this morning was Rick Callahan, whose district covers part of southeast Dallas.
Let's listen to what he had to say.
There is no salient reason to say no to this project. We've done everything right. We voted on it twice. The money's not there, but Mayor, let's find the money. Let's find a way to build this thing. We want a world-class park. Let's find a way to have a roadway, have an access to get to this park.
Brandon, he talked about the money. There's already been about $40 million spent. How much more would it cost to build this thing out?
The full build-out right now is estimated to cost right at about $1.3 billion.
This project was initially focused on easing traffic. Has that changed?
The council spoke a lot about that today and said that if they don't build this project, that they do want to find a way to relieve congestion, especially on Interstate 35E, just north of downtown, basically from the Mixmaster to Oaklawn Avenue.
So that's right before that horseshoe project that's just been finished.
Correct. And TxDOT Commissioner Victor Vandegrift said today that if the council were to pull support for Trinity Parkway, that TxDOT would begin focusing on finding something to relieve congestion on what they call Lois Dimmons, that part of I-35E.
And since this road was first dreamed up back in the middle of the 20th century, the way we think about traffic and highways has changed.
Oh, it's changed a lot. You know, there's a concept called induced demand, which, you know, there's a lot of research behind it that shows when you add highway lanes or new highways, you actually create more traffic because it kind of spurs more people to drive.
So if you build it, they will come.
Exactly. The analogy that a lot of people make is that adding highways to relieve traffic is like trying to lose weight by buying a bigger belt.
The council votes on the toll road next week. Where does that leave this idea for a big signature park?
Well, this afternoon, after they discussed the parkway, they began digging in on the park. They're also set to vote next week on creating what's called a local government corporation that would be in charge of developing and designing that park. So it appears that the council's now kind of moving away from the road and focusing its attention on creating that park that's long been promised in the floodplain.
Brandon Formby, thanks for taking the time.
Thanks for having me.
In the northern mountains of Mexico, there's an indigenous tribe called the Tarahumara. It's famous for turning out runners capable of covering 50, sometimes 100 miles at a time. And now these runners are being targeted by cartels to ferry drugs across the border. Today on Think, Chris Boyd talked with journalist Ryan Goldberg about how organized crime is taking over the tribe's homeland.
There was really a turning point in 2007, 2008, in which two of the leading drug cartels in Mexico, the Sinaloa cartel and the Juarez cartel, essentially declared all-out war against each other throughout Mexico. But the region in which the Tarahumara live is one of the largest drug-growing regions in the world. And so it just so happens that they live on incredibly valuable land for these cartels. And in 2008, after this all-out war began between these two cartels, the Tarahumara really have been caught in some intense violence. And in particular, since that time, many of the two cartels have been seizing their land to grow poppy, which then becomes the heroin that has been sort of flooding the U.S. in the last 8 or 9 years.
Ryan Goldberg's article, The Drug Runners, appears in the current issue of Texas Monthly. This episode of Think Rare is tonight at 10, and you can subscribe to the podcast at think.kera.org. Dallas hosted the first Texas Latino Comic-Con last weekend, drawing comic book fans to the Latino Cultural Center in Deep Ellum. Art and Seek's Miguel Perez met a young illustrator from Port Arthur who hoped to create buzz for his new comic book.
23-year-old Gonzalo Alvarez draws a crowd at the Texas Latino Comic-Con. His table is stocked with prints of serpentine devils, rats wearing skulls, and other creatures. They're all characters who show up in his comic called The Legend of Boyo Man.
It's essentially a Mexican fantasy universe of this character dressed in a chicken suit who has to fight Mexican folktale creatures like La Llorona, El Cucuy, El Diablo.
The story follows a boy named Emmanuel who wears a crimson chicken mask and wields a green club. He's tasked with defeating creatures known as leyendas or legends. Myths like La Llorona or the Weeping Woman are popular in Latin America. The comic also nods to Aztec folklore and Mexican sitcoms like El Chavo del Ocho. Its first chapter will serve as his thesis project at Lamar University in Beaumont.
I really just want to bring all these stories that I grew up with to the limelight because I don't really feel like there's enough Mexican culture shown in like animations or video games.
A video game he designed plays in a loop at his booth. It's called Borders, and it has a retro 8-bit design that reminds you of old games like Pac-Man, inspired by his parents' own journey crossing the border. This game is much darker.
The whole goal is to try to avoid the border patrol and get water. If you die, you actually become one of these skeletons you see. So right now there's over 2,300 skeletons, and that's all people who've played the game around the world.
Hector Rodriguez co-founded the convention and says he wants the event to encourage the kind of work artists like Alvarez are making. His motto for the event?
Our stories matter. You know, we always be consumers of entertainment, but in this case, we're showcasing the creators within our community.
It's also an opportunity for them to make new fans. Borders has been featured on national media outlets, and Alvarez has presented the game at showcases in England and Los Angeles. But Pollo Man is new.
This is my first Comic-Con, and so being able to be here, show my work, and be around others who enjoy the culture I enjoy is just, I see good things coming for the years to come.
The complete comic comes out this fall. Plenty of time to start planning your Pollo Man costume for next year's convention. Miguel Perez, KERA News.
Learn more about the Texas Latino Comic-Con at artandseek.org. And with highs in the 80s and a gentle rain, anybody who's walked outside today might have some doubts that this is Texas in August, and it looks like some rain next week will have the relative cool hanging around for at least a week more. The National Weather Service reports an unsettled weather pattern will continue through early next week, producing thunderstorms across north and central Texas, and some of them could be strong enough to cause flooding. For the evening, it looks like we're going to have a mostly cloudy night, a 20% chance for storms later on with a low near 72. Tomorrow should be mostly sunny with the high near 92, and tomorrow night much of the same. Partly cloudy, chance for showers, low around 76. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.